So I thought that this week we take a sugya that's not necessarily an actual shaila that happened, although I have gotten the shaila in different ways over the course of the years, but not yet this particular year. Though we talk about a sugya related to Chanukah, a little bit of a play on the word that's related to Inyanim of Chinuch also, which is very much related to the word Chanukah also. And the sugya is really what exactly the status of children is vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Lachas Neres Chanukah, and particularly the distinction between a child who is below the age of Chinuch in contrast to a child who is above the age of Chinuch. So the sugya begins in the first of the Ma'amakamos in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. V'hashad the Amidin had lacha isa mitzvah. The Gemara is really continuing a statement that it had previously, when the Gemara raised the question, what exactly is the ma'isa of the mitzvah of Hadlachas Ner Chanukah? Is the mitzvah the actual hadlacha, the actual lighting itself? Or maybe the lighting is not so critical, but rather it's the proper placement of the candle in a place where people are going to see it. That's what really the mitzvah is. What's the difference whether the mitzvah is the lighting or the mitzvah is the placing? So the Gemara presents a possibility. What would the din be if somebody lit the menorah, but that person is not really obligated in lighting the menorah? A non-Jew lit the menorah. Someone who doesn't have any connection to the mitzvah of menorah, can then someone who's obligated in the mitzvah go ahead and take that menorah and place it in the appropriate place, and that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah? Or maybe no. Maybe hanocha is not oisim mitzvah, rather hadlocha is oisim mitzvah. So the Gemara concludes that v'hashad yamin hadlocha oisim mitzvah. The Gemara says that's the clear conclusion. Hadlocha oisim mitzvah. The Gemara actually supports that theory by the nuscha bracha. We don't say l'haniach nechanaka, it's l'hadik nechanaka. So the mitzvah is a ma'isa hadlocha. Therefore, it liga cherishet v'kat loss of loklum. If the actual lighting was done by someone who was not obligated in the mitzvah, either a cherish, someone who cannot speak and cannot hear, or a shaita, somebody who is a halachically not a bardas, or a katan, somebody who is a child, so the hadlocha is not acceptable. And even though a gadol who's obligated in the mitzvah subsequently placed it in the window, placed it in the door, that would not be acceptable. Just as an aside, the Gemara says that ishav adam adlika. Don't mistakenly think that if a chayre shayt of a katan can't light the menorah, so a woman would not be able to light the menorah either, because maybe one would argue a woman is exempt from Neres Chanukah. So the Gemara says that is not correct. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Nashim chayavos bin Chanukah, Shavin ha'bi also a neis. Women are just as equally obligated in Neres Chanukah as men are. The reason being, even though it is a zman grama, so in theory they should have been exempt, but since they were included in the neis also, so women are obligated also. So since women are obligated in the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, the woman can do the ma'isa hadlaka. But the bottom line is someone who is not obligated, the cheresh, the shaita, the katan, the non-Jew, etc., who is not obligated in hadlaka, such a person would not be able to perform the ma'isa hadlaka on your behalf, even if you subsequently did the hanukha. This sugya, that a cheresh, shaita, the katan are exempted from the mitzvah and therefore excluded from the mitzvah, this seems to be a parallel sugya in Maseches Megillah concerning the mitzvah of Purim, the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah.
Why would that apply to children?
Okay, we're going to get there. So we're going to see the Ramban raises that possibility also. We're going to see, we'll talk about that as the sugya develops. So an almost identical sugya appears in the second of the Marmakomus in Maseches Megillah and Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah says a kol kasher and likras as a Megillah. Anybody is acceptable to read the Megillah, to be motzimi and kriyas a Megillah, provided that the person is obligated in the mitzvah. And therefore, chutz b'cheresh shayt v'katan. The exceptions being, someone who's a cheresh, someone who's a shayt, someone who's a katan, are not obligated in the mitzvah. And therefore, they cannot be motzimi in my obligation. So just as the Gemara says that the katan can't light the Chanukah menorah, so to the katan can't be the bakar for the Megillah. But all of a sudden, when it comes to the sugya of Megillah, so we see a dissenting view. Rabbi Yehuda Machshiv a Katan. Rabbi Yehuda says it's all right, it's okay that a child can be the Balkarei. A child can be Motzi Mi in Kriyas Megillah. So this is a very, very difficult sugya. This machlokes between the Tanakhama, the first opinion, the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos already raises the question: we're not quite sure what kind of child are we dealing with. We have one of two options: either we're dealing with a child who is Higil Lechinuch. He's old enough to perform mitzvahs, so he's not quite bar mitzvah, but he's old enough to understand what Kriyas Megillah is, and that's one possibility. Well, the other possibility is, we're dealing with a very, very small child, a four-year-old, five-year-old, under the age of chinuch. I guess he knows how to read, he doesn't know how to read, then it'd be hard for him to be motzim. He knows how to read, but he doesn't really understand what's going on. So Tosfos throws their hands up and they say, well, what is the age of this child? Mimon of Shach. If we're dealing with a child, there's low higil lechinuch, a little three-year-old kid, so why in the world would Rabbi Yehuda accept him to be the Balkari? He's obviously not chayav mitzvahs at all. If you're dealing with an 11 and a half year old kid who is chayav mitam chinuch, so why can't he be motzi the gadol? Why can't he read the Megillah on behalf of the tzibur? So Tosfos gets it to a checkmate. What is the age of this child? If he's under chinuch, then for sure he can't be motzi. If he's over chinuch, then for sure he can be motzi. So Tosfos presents this shaila concerning the machlokes at Tanoim. And again, there's a parallel sugya spills over to Chanukah as well. So comes Tosfos and says, the answer to this question is as follows. We take a look on the third of the Ramakamos. So Tosfos says it's about four lines from the bottom of the Tosfos, right smack in the middle of the line. V'yei Shlomar, says Tosfos, d'la'ola ma'ariya b'katan she'egiya l'chinuch. That in reality, we are talking about a child who is higiya l'chinuch. If he would not be Higiya L'chinuch, if we talk about a little child, then we wouldn't even bother discussing it. Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't disagree. It is obvious a three-year-old kid cannot read the Megillah for you. So we're talking about a 12 and a half-year-old kid. He's a week before his bar mitzvah. That's the type of child we're talking about. But now the question becomes, well, what's wrong with him? Why can't he be motzi me in Kriyas HaMegillah? After all, Kriyas HaMegillah is only a mitzvah mid-derabbanan, like Neres Chanukah, and a child at the age of chinuch is obligated in mitzvahs midrabbanan. So if we would be dealing, let's say, with kish shofar, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so I would understand why the 12-year-old child can't be motzi me, because my obligation is d'oraisa, I'm over by mitzvah. His obligation is d'rabbanan, he's only higiya l'chinuch. So with that I could fathom why a d'rabbanan can't be motzi a d'oraisa. But if we're only dealing with a mitzvah d'rabbanan anyway, such as kriyas HaMegillah, so why can't the child over the age of chinuch be motzi me? So Tosfos has to explain, even though Kriyas HaMegillah is only d'rabbanan, and even though the child is chayav midrabbanan, it's still a problem. Why? Mishum de Megillah lege chiyuva afilu begedolim ela midrabbanan, v'katan ein mechuyev ela midrabbanan afilu b'shar mitzvos, uvegadol lege lechad d'rabbanan b'megillah, shirei b'shar mitzvos u chayav d'raisa, v'lo asi trei d'rabbanan, Umafik chadirabanan. So in two lines, Tosfos just developed the following principle. We know that in order to be motzi somebody, the motzi has to be chayiv in the mitzvah to the same degree or to a higher degree than the person who's being yotze. If it's a mitzvah d'araisa, I have to be chayiv d'araisa. If it's a mitzvah d'rabanan, I have to be chayiv d'rabanan. What Tosfos was just mechadish to us is that even within the world of the rabbanans, there are gradations, there are hierarchies. Not all chiyuvim derabbanan are created equal. You can have an individual who this mitzvah is what's called a chad derabbanan, and you can have an individual this mitzvah is called a trade derabbanan. What does that mean? A gadol, someone who's 25 years old, over the age of a mitzvah, when he comes to shul on Purim night to read the Megillah, he is chayiv in kriyas HaMegillah mid derabbanan. For one derabbanan. His basic chiyuv and mitzvahs is deraisa. He has to put on tefillin deraisa, he has to shofar deraisa, eat matzah deraisa, shake lulav deraisa, everything is deraisa. But this mitzvah, kriyas HaMegillah, is derabbanan, because kriyas HaMegillah, because Purim is only mid derabbanan. When the 12 and a half year old boy comes to shul on Purim night, his relationship to this mitzvah, kriyas HaMegillah, is a twice removed. He's a double derabbanan. Why? He's derabbanan on two independent reasons. Number one, kriyas HaMegillah is derabbanan. And number two, his whole obligation in anything and everything is only midrabbanan. Even shofar and matzah for him is only midrabbanan. So when you have a 12-year-old being motzi a 25-year-old, you don't view it as saying, well, he's a midrabbanan, he's a midrabbanan, everyone's on equal footing. No. We break it down and we say, he's a chad midrabbanan, and he's a trei midrabbanan. Someone who is twice removed is midrabbanan squared, midrabbanan twice removed. Such a person is a lower level of obligation and cannot be motzi a serabim yidei chavosim, cannot be motzi somebody else who's only a chad derabanan. That is Tosfos' theory in Maseches Megillah, and that is the nekudas ha-machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So if we go back to the second marmachom for a moment, so the Mishnah says, a kol k'sher l'kriyas HaMegillah. Everyone's obligated in kriyas HaMegillah, and everyone could read the Megillah for anybody else, chutz b'cherishayit v'katan. The only people who cannot read the Megillah for somebody else is a cherishayit v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says a katan is okay. So Tosfos has now explained to us, the machloikas HaTanaim is not about a three-year-old. Rabbi Yehuda would never accept that. The machloikas is about the 12 and a half-year-old, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, because once he's a Higiya L'chinuch, he's chayav in mitzvahs min the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say no. Even though he's chayav in mitzvahs derabbanan, And even though Kriyas HaMegillah is derabbanan, but Kriyas HaMegillah for him is a double derabbanan. Kriyas HaMegillah for an adult is a single derabbanan. And Tosfos developed the principle, lo osi trei derabbanan umapichad derabbanan. So now, let's borrow this entire Tosfos and plug it back into Neiros Chanukah, a real sugyah tonight. So the Gemara said explicitly that if a katan lights a menorah, that's not acceptable. La'asav lo'klum. Why is la'asav lo'klum? Because he's not obligated in hadlokas ner chanukah. So he doesn't have the ability to create a ner chanukah. Well, how old is this katan that the Gemara is talking about? So it's unclear. So maybe one can argue that the age of the katan is very, very young. If he's a three-year-old kid, he's low gil chinuch, he has no shaychas to Neres Chanukah, and he happens to light a candle, that's dvar b'talem. That, you cannot be yotze with that hadlocha done by a three-year-old. But what if he's a week before his bar mitzvah, and he lights a candle for you? So maybe one could argue, well, he is chayv in mitzvahs. He's chayv mishum chinuch. If the 12 and a half-year-old boy would come and ask, Rabbi, should I light a Chanukah candle? The answer is yes, because you're chayv in mitzvahs chinuch. So then maybe one could argue the 12 and a half year old boy has the ability to be motzibi, has the ability to light a menorah on my behalf. So what would Tosfos respond to that? Tosfos would respond that that is not correct. Tosfos would say that even though it's true Neiros Chanukah is derabbanan, just as Megillah is, and yes, it's true the 12 year old boy is chayev midderabbanan, like he is by Megillah, but it doesn't matter because his relationship to Chanukah is twice removed. It's the Rabbanan because Chanukah is the Rabbanan, and it's the Rabbanan because he is the Rabbanan. Masha'en Kain, whereas the adult, his chiyuv and mitzvahs is fundamentally a deraistic chiyuv, even though the particulars of this mitzvah are only mid the Rabbanan, he's called the Chad the Rabbanan. So just as Tosfos said, lo asi trei the Rabbanan, ma'pi Chad the Rabbanan, there are gradations with the mitzvahs the Rabbanan, Tosfos said it concerning the Megillah, we can borrow that same concept when it comes to Neiros Chanukah as well. So comes the Ran, in the fourth of the Ramakamos, and says that a whole different picture, a whole different story as to what's going on. Says the Ran, in the fourth of Ramakamos, for Ramban Zaltirate, that the Ramban asked the same question as Tosfos, how come the child can't be motzi the Gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah? For Ramban Zaltirate, the Rabbanan Tzvilu, that the Chacham in the Mishnah Megillah hold, she'eino b'din she'akotan af al pish ha'gil l'chinuch yotza gadol b'dei chavasam. It is not appropriate, it is not right, it is not acceptable for a child, even over the age of chinuch, to be motzi anybody else in any mitzvahs whatsoever, even mitzvahs derabbanan. Why? So comes the Ramban and says, the reason why he can't be motzi a gadol has nothing to do with chad derabbanan and trei derabbanan. It's a whole different reason, says the Ramban. Mishum delav mitzvah didei ela de'avuha. Says the Ramban, a child at the age of 12 is not obligated in mitzvahs. Is not obligated in mitzvahs min haTorah, is not obligated in mitzvahs derabbanan. The chiyuv of chinuch is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the father. The father is obligated to train the child. The iulam mechayv mitzvahs kol ikar, whereas the child himself is not obligated whatsoever in mitzvahs. So therefore, when we're trying to decide, are you called the mechuyev v'dava, are you obligated in a mitzvah to be motzi somebody else? So the Ramban argues, you are a nothing. If you're a child, you're under bar mitzvah, you are a zero. When you reach the age of chinuch, 8, 9, whatever the age of chinuch is, so your father becomes obligated in you, but you personally are not obligated, and that's the reason why you can't be motzi somebody else. So this reason of the Ramban, it comes to the same conclusion as Tosfos, but for a very, very different line of reasoning. Now the Ramban puts the final touches on the sugya. So why does Rabbi Yehuda permit it? How come Rabbi Yehuda lets you get away with being motzi a child? So comes the Ramban and says, Rabbi Yehuda atzma luhite b'katan, ela b'megillah b'nei shahakul may be also anheis, is what Henry said, that Rabbi Yehuda argues that Megillah is a different story. Megillah and Chanukah, for that matter, are different stories, because even though the children really should not be chayav at all, they were included in the miracle, the same way the women are chayavim, the children are chayavim as well. But putting aside that detail of the Ramban, we have a fundamental machlokes here between Tosfos and the Ramban. Why is it that a child, shehigia l'chinuch, can't read the Megillah? Why is it that a child, shehigia l'chinuch, cannot light the menorah? So Tosfos says, because a double derabbanan can't be motzi a single derabbanan. And the Ramban says, because the child does not really chayv in mitzvahs at all, not even mid derabbanan, it's only an obligation that's incumbent upon the father. But truth to be told, one could argue with both Tosfos and the Ramban. And maybe one could argue that perhaps the question is better than the answer. We started out by asking a question, if the kid is a gil l'chinuch, why can't he be motzi? Maybe the answer is right, he taka can. Where does the Gemara say he can't? The Mishnah just says that Chayr Shait V'Katar doesn't say how old the Katar is.
It's more so maybe comment on it. It's really just narration based on it's a persimmonista thing. So what would make a difference?
But the problem is the Gemara does say the Cheresh and the Shetah can't lie. The Gemara says that even though one could have argued like that, but Lamaisa Chazal say for Chazal say that the Madlik has to be a Bar Chiyuva. So just because the Gemara said, the Mishnah says that a Katan can't read the Megillah, and just because the Gemara in Shabbat says that the Katan can't light the menorah, how do you know the age of the Katan? Maybe neither Taisus nor the Ramban is right. Maybe the age of the Katan is a little Katan, but a big Katan over the age of Chinuch, Takan Ochinami, that maybe he can light the menorah, maybe he can read the Megillah. It doesn't say, doesn't. Because maybe where Rabbi Yehuda is already indicating that, but the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is being machshir in the katan, so that's part of our discussion. That's part of our shaila. So just how old is this katan? So again, you're from Taisus from the Ramban, you're okay, but there are a group of Rishayim who are of the opinion that in Ochinami that the question is in fact better than the answer. And once the child is a gil chinuch, not legabe mitzvahs deraisa, that's out of the question. But legabe mitzvahs derabanan such as Chanukah and Purim, that would be acceptable. Right, so but the problem is that the Mishnah does speak about someone who is potter. The Mishnah says that if it's a shaita who reads the Megillah, Yitachanai Yotzei, even though I heard every single word. So
but maybe this das that has to be connected, that's why katan is different than shaita.
But in terms of a chazdas, a katan is still a labar das. Until the day of his bar mitzvah, he's considered to be a full-fledged labar das. He's chayv in mitzvahs midrabanan maybe, but he's still considered to be a labar das. See, that's the reason why you have to have a shamus in case the lights go out. Otherwise, we would have had to stop the shiur because you can't read them. It's been more than half hour already. Okay. So, so we have three possibilities in the Rishonim. What I take is on children, both lighting menorahs, as well, it tends to be motzi somebody, as well as a child being the balkari. So you have some Rishonim, we haven't seen them inside, but there are a group of Rishonim. There's one opinion, Shulchan Aruch, says, the Nochanami, the Taka works. And all the Mamar Chazal, all the Mishnayis about Megillah, the Gemara is about Neres Chanukah, are all talking about very, very young children. But above a Gilah Chinuch, everything is fine. And then you have other Rishonim, both Tosas and the Ramban, who say no, that a child, even over the age of Chinuch, cannot do it, but for very, very different reasons. One reason is because it's a trade Rabban and Chad Rabban, and the other reason is because it's just not any obligation whatsoever. Parenthetically, it is very important. This Machlek is studying the Ramban. This spills over about a very, very general question about Chinuch. Who really is the Mechuy B'davar in Chinuch? Is the child the Mechuy B'davar, or is the parent the Mechuy B'davar? It's a big nafkamina. The father's not around. The father's not here. So the child says, I don't want to come to shul and hear the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. I don't want to eat matzah. I'm not interested. Is that okay? So according to the Ramban, that's fine. According to the Ramban, the father has to make sure that the kid eats the matzah, he has the shofar, shakes the lulav, etc. If for whatever reason the father's not doing his job, so the kid gets a freebie till he turns to mitzvah. Whereas according to other Rishonim, such as Tosfos, who are calling a katan a mechuyev b'davar midrabanan, so he is obligated to shake a lulav midrabanan. I'm obligated to shake a lulav midraisa. I have to hear shofar midraisa, but a 12-year-old has to shake a lulav, has to hear the shofar on the level of the rabbanon. So that's an important conceptual/practical question. How we view chinuch?
When it comes to the menorah, in a classic case where you have a father who's already lighting, there's not really a chiyuv of the rabbanon even at that point. It's nary yishu beis, so he's only being
machmir. Right, but what would the din be? Let's say the father's not around. No one's lighting. Kids home alone.
So it's only in that scenario
right.
Where you could really bring the shofar.
Right. So this machlokes ties in the Ramban, which started as a machlokes in Hilchos Kriyas Megillah, then it's spilling over now to Neres Chanukah, and now it's opening up a whole new way of looking at the very notion of chinuch altogether. Is chinuch something which is on the father? Is chinuch something on the child? So this raises a very, very serious question about how to understand what chinuch is all about, and for that matter, how to understand many, many mitzvahs, especially mitzvahs derabbanan. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a sefer called Kuntres Divrei Sofer in the beginning of Chelek Sheni of Kevet Shurim. So he put together an entire Kuntres about Dirim Derabbanan and the relationship between Deraisas and Derabbanan, many, many fascinating topics. So in that Kuntres, he raises the following question. He says, you have a child who's 12 years old, and the halacha says he's a gil l'chinuch, so he's got to start doing mitzvahs. So he's got to be wearing tzitzis, he's got to shake a lulav, come to shul, he had a shofar, and he's his whole litany of mitzvahs that he's obligated to do. So according to the Ramban, he's not really chayiv in anything. The father's chayiv. So says Rabbi Chanan, I understand that. I understand that the halacha can speak to the father and say, listen, you have a chiyuv now. You have a chiyuv to blow shofar yourself in a Torah, and you have a chiyuv midrabban to make sure you're kiriyah shofar. You have a chiyuv midarais that eat matzah, you have a chiyuv midrabban to make sure your child eats matzah. So I understand, says Rabbi Chanan, when the halacha speaks to the father, because the father himself is a mechuyav bedover, so we can be mechayiv and be mitzvahs, the rais, the rabban, etc. But according to Tosfos, who understood that a child, after the age of chinuch, is a bar chiyuva midrabbanan, we almost get stuck in circles, says Rabbi Chanan. Why does anybody have to do any mitzvahs derabbanan? What's the mechayev bechlal to do mitzvahs derabbanan? The Torah doesn't say light neves Chanukah, so that's the famous Gemara Masechah Shabbos. The Gemara asks veheichan tzivanu. How come we have to light neves Chanukah? So the answer is because the Torah said lo sas meradav yishenagiluchay minusmol, because we have to listen to the Chachmei Torah. So we can get up with a straight face, and we all did tonight, and we said Baruch Ata Hashem Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvayis Etzvah Lahadik Neshul Chanukah. So if somebody would tap you on the shoulder and stop you and say, really? Where does it say in the Bible, Lahadik Neshul Chanukah? Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Asher Kiddushanu Vitzivanu? So that's the Gemara's Kashi. It says, where does it say Vitzivanu Lahadik? So the answer is, it says Vitzivanu to listen to the Chachamim, and the Chachamim told us to light nearest Chanukah, so we could say with a straight face, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvayis Etzvah Lahadik Neshul Chanukah. So comes Rabbi Chanan and says, if the whole mechayev of listening to the Chachamim is the fact that that's one of the mitzvahs of Torah, so how could you have a katan sheigil lechinuch bechayev in mitzvos midrabban? It doesn't make any sense. The child should turn around and say, I don't have to do mitzvahs midrabbanan because I don't have to listen to what it says in the Chumash because I'm not yet bar mitzvah. So you could spend till this bar mitzvah trying to figure out what chicken for the egg. It means when you have, so I'm a little bit over the age of bar mitzvah. So now there was a mitzvah derabbanan tonight, the light nearest Chanukah. So I'm asking, oh, why do I have to do this? Where did Hashem say to light the menorah? So the answer is he didn't say it directly. He said, listen to the Chacham. The Chacham said to light the menorah. But the child, when we turn around and say to him, you are mechuyav bedavar midrabbanan, you have to light the menorah. He says, really? I'm not mechuyav in anything because I don't even have to listen to the Chacham, because listening to the Chacham is one of the mitzvahs of Torah, and mitzvahs don't begin until the age of my mitzvah. So that's a Mechanan's formulation of Kasha.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't
make sense. That's a Shtak Kasha, yeah.
No, because if the Torah gave the power to Chachamim to mechayav us, they gave the same power to Chacham to mechayav Katan.
But the Katan doesn't have to listen to them. If the Katan would come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, tell me, do I have to blow shofar today? And the answer is no, because you're a Katan. Moshe Rabbeinu, do I have to shake lulav? No. Moshe Rabbeinu, do I have to eat matzah? No. Moshe Rabbeinu, do I have to listen to the rabbis? What's the next answer? No. You're not chayav any mitzvahs. Until the age of my mitzvah, you're not chayav mitzvahs.
He's not chayav mitzvahs because the Torah says he's exempt.
Right. So,
but the Torah then goes and says, Torah, the Chachamim has a power to obligate everybody. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gave over this koach to the Chachamim to speak in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mechayev the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But the only reason, you're 100% right, but the only reason why I have to listen to this tivui is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. And if all the tivuim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are only given to B'nai Mitzvah, not to under B'nai Mitzvah.
Back up the question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says now, you know, I want the Katan to do it. Does the Katan have to listen?
Absolutely, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change.
But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a king says everybody's exempt. Then the king says, you know what? I'm giving over my ring to this person. Now everything that person does is in the name of the king. It can't work with
but the whole Mechayev, when push comes to shove, the only pasuk in Chumash that may be light of menorah tonight, I follow what it says in the Bible. The only thing in the Bible that said after light of menorah tonight is because it says, Lo sas meradav asher yigil chayav minusmol. That's the only mechayev. There is no other source anywhere to be mechayev mid light nearest Chanukah. That is the mocha. Lo sas meradav asher yigil chayav minusmol. If you're going to tell me that mitzvah doesn't apply to me because I'm under the age of my mitzvah, so then I don't have to light nearest Chanukah. That's my kasha, in effect. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So again, this kasha, it's a sharp kasha, it's a very lomdish kasha, but the kasha obviously only makes sense according to Tosfos. According to the Ramban, the kasha doesn't even get off the ground. According to the Ramban and the Chinami, the talk of the child is not chayev. And if the child runs away and doesn't light the menorah, he's perfectly fine. The mitzvah is the father, and the father is over by mitzvah. But according to Tosfos, how do you answer that kasha? So Rabbi Chanan develops the following yisod, which maybe is what Henry is somehow behind Henry's kasha, I think maybe is the following yisod. Rabbi Chanan develops the following principle. He says that there is a fundamental obligation that applies to everybody. Anybody who enters into this world, whether man, woman, adult, child, Jew, and non-Jew, there's one fundamental guiding principle, namely that we are created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, part of that understanding is we're going to do whatever the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. We are obligated to do Ratzon HaBari. That's the constitution. That's our right to enter into this existence. We have to do the Ratzon HaBari. Now, this becomes a very, very loaded question. How do you know what in the world of Ratzon HaBari is? So the answer is, sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells it to you explicitly, and sometimes not. So the 613 mitzvahs are the absolute sivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu given to Bnei Yisrael. This is what the Ratzon HaBari is for a Jewish person. What's the Ratzon HaBari, what's the tzivoy HaBari for a non-Jewish person? Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So there is a very, very specific tzivoyim that were given, and even within Klal Yisrael, so there are different categories. So there are all 613 mitzvahs weren't given to anybody. No one has all 613. So the Kohanim have some, Leviim have others, the Melech has some, men have some, women don't have certain ones. Again, there are different categories, but any and everything that's B'taras Tzivoy, that's Munach HaNyu as a Tzivoy, that is the Tzivoy of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of you. In addition to that, says Rabbi Chanan, there are other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Mitzavah B'taras Tzivoy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us to do. What are those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us to do? That's much, much harder to figure out. How am I going to crack the code? How am I going to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me unless he tells it to me explicitly? So that's what Henry's mashal was. That what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, is that he develops a kesher with Tamil Chacham, with a Chacham, with a Beis Din HaGadol. And a Beis Din HaGadol, the Rabbanim sit on the Beis Din, and they sit and they learn Torah Yom V'Layla, and they get a good idea of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world. And then they have a right to, in a sense, speak in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can say the following thing should be true, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't mitzavet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never mitzavet to light Neres Chanukah. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, he was megalet to the Chachmei HaTorah and that generation, that this is the proper response. This is the way you respond when a nes happens. It makes sense to let him know, to say hallel, this is the right response. So the Chachamim in each and every generation have to figure out what the Ratzon HaBeira is. When the Chachamim instituted the idea of chinuch midaraisa, until you're 13 enough to do mitzvahs, but at the age of 13, the age of Yigil Chinuch, Chacham instituted doing mitzvahs midrabanan. The Chachamim realized that the ratzon of Abayre is that even though you're not quite 13, you're not 100% obligated in mitzvah yet, the tzivah doesn't speak to you yet. The same way the tzivah doesn't speak to the goy, and certain tzivuyim don't speak to Yisraelim, and certain tzivuyim don't speak to women, so the tzivuy of mitzvahs doesn't speak to under the age of 13. That's the way it is. That's part of the system. But the ratzon, do you think a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the kid should run around like a Vilde Chayat on the day before his bar mitzvah? He never came to shul, he never davened, never said shema, never ate matzah, never did shofar. And then he's going to all of a sudden come and become a Mr. Tzadik Yisraelim, his bar mitzvah. That's not going to happen. So halavai, when he does the mitzvahs when he's a kid, he'll have a good outcome. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously the ratzon HaBeira is that we should train our children to begin to do mitzvahs at a younger age. So once the child's old enough, he knows how to shake a lulav, knows how to sit in the sukkah, knows how to wear tzitzis, knows how to say krishma, whenever he reaches the age appropriateness of doing mitzvahs, the ratzon HaBeira is that he should do those mitzvahs. Can I call it a tzivoy HaBeira? I can't call it a tzivoy HaBeira. Can I call it a ratzon HaBeira? I call it a ratzon HaBeira. Once it's the Ratzon HaBeira, you better do it. You know why you better do it? Because that's what you're here in this world for. A person is with Sonei Nelas HaSitzinecha. Our obligation in this world is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Some things are revealed to us by Torah Tzivoy, some things are revealed to us by Torah Ratzon. So says Rabbi Chanan, that's what Chinuch is. Chinuch is not Tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chinuch is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs to run the world. He wants 11-year-old boys also to be coming to shul. He wants the 10-year-olds also to be hearing the Megillah. It's not a tzivoy, but a Ratzon it is. So Akoponim, we have really three very, very different approaches in the Rishonim in terms of the intricacies of Asugya. What kind of a Katan are Chazal talking about? When Chazal speak about a Katan being not acceptable to blow the to read the Megillah, not acceptable to light the menorah. What kind of age katan are we talking about? So according to some Rishonim, we're only talking about under chinuch. Once he's a gil chinuch, then he's good to go. He can be made to me in Megillah and Chanukah. And many of the Rishonim say no. Even once he's a gil chinuch, it's still a problem. Either because his obligation is on a lower level to trade Rabbanon versus Chad Rabbanon, or because he's not obligated altogether. The chiv is munach on the father, not on him. Different nuances between Tosfos and the Ramban. So three different approaches in terms of that. Now within the world of the Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban, you have to ask this question, Rabbi Chanan's dilemma, within the world of Tosfos, how can we speak about a katan being obligated in anything? The whole Mechayev doesn't get off the ground. So Rabbi Chanan says, you're right. The Mechayev doesn't get off the ground in terms of Derech Chiyuv, but the Mechayev gets off the ground in terms of Derech Ratzon. And Derech Ratzon Hashem is also, in a sense, a Mechayev. So we made a complete circle. That even though, technically speaking, maybe the child is not literally Chayev, but the Ratzon Abayri is enough in there in order to label him as, in a sense, as a Mechayev B'davar, albeit on a level of a Derabbanan.
So,
so the same way he can make the same mitzvah as mean he's not really bound by losasar. Means if he's not obligated in losasar, so how can he make a bracha on something which is in a sense the ratzon rather than the tzibur? So Mestama Chazal permitted that as part of the chinuch process. That means to tell him to do the mitzvah without making a bracha will almost undermine the goal of what the chinuch is trying to accomplish. So anyway, I call upon him, so we learned a little bit of a sugya of chinuch, relates to the sugyas of Chanukah, a little bit of Kriyas of Megillah, puts the, into proper perspective a little bit about some important yisodas in terms of tzivi Hashem, ratzon Hashem. So hopefully we'll kesh brach shkibu siyat nishmai to figure out what in the world the tzivi is, what in the world the ratzon is. Hopefully we'll do it properly. Okay? The
Chanukah.
I don't think so.
So a child, when did they become a god? When did they become
chayiv? Not a bar mitzvah, they become chayiv once you know what's going on.